You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. This year, we had famous ones come on as musical guests on Locals Only, and I had the privilege of sitting in and hosting the interview with famous ones who are from the San Lucie community on the Thonaughtem Nation.
Hi, my name is Jace Puffer, and I'm playing the bajo.
My name is AJ Flores, I'm playing the accordion.
My name is Carl Flores, I'm playing bass and keyboard.
All right, how's everybody doing? My name is Chad Flores, and I'm on drums.
Let's take it from the beginning. How did you all become a band?
We had played with previous bands before, and we weren't too sure if we were going to like venture out and join another group that was already established, or go ahead and establish our group ourselves, which we really wanted to do. And it was me and Carl that had started out, and one of our members is DJ Big Time. It was just a three-man band, and then we had started out, you know, just recording in the room, little home studio set up, and it actually worked out pretty good. And then as we went on through the years, we recruited different members, and, you know, we cycled through different members and stuff like that, but we always remain because, you know, we're brothers, so, you know, we're going to stick it out through and through. You know, that was back in, like, 2011. And the household, it was, like, always music playing and somebody just cleaning up or just chilling, you know what I mean? Even the chicken scratch, because our father, he played drums, too, as well, so that's where we picked up the influence from, so... It was a pretty good thing that we grew up around, like, different types of genres of music, you know, because people call us old souls, too, because we'll be like, oh, no, we like that old school, you know what I mean, that funk, that Zappa Roger type of sound.
Do you think that the sounds that you grew up, you're able to integrate to what you all play today?
Yeah, of course, especially with the electronics. We like to take, like, the old synthesizers that they used back in there, or tweak it ourselves to make it, like, our own signature sounds that they used.
Nice.
Ours for ourselves.
Are you guys gonna add in the talk box one of these days?
Actually, I got a talk box.
Oh,
yeah, we bought it for him for Christmas.
Nice.
So I'm trying to integrate it and
cool.
Trying to practice on it. It's kind of hard.
That's like famous one future stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably
for
maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
So take us back to your first album. What was the first album you all, as famous ones, put out, and how do you feel that your musical journey has turned out today?
The first album that we put out was Versatile Music EP, I believe.
Yeah.
We had recorded that one, and that's when we just had joined another set of members. It's a funny fact how that came around, because we were just like, everybody stayed local, so we just clicked up just to play gigs to get some money. Yeah, so we went ahead and did that, and then that's when we were like, oh, we got some kind of chemistry, so we had started out and recorded that. Actually, we recorded two albums within 1 year, that first time we had went to the studio. And the music's been going good since then, you know, even like that first album had monumental songs that people still want to hear till this day, you know, that was back in 2011.
Yeah,
it's been a long journey. And then even like incorporating, like how he said, the, you know, the talk box and the electronic synth, you know, and then the new jack swing as well, and then as well as the corridos, you know what I mean? So we just pretty much just kept elevating, you know, that's what we plan to do, just keep elevating.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring the band Famous Ones from the Thonaughtem Nation. To hear their live performance and full interview, go to KXEI.org.